In the deadliest case of human smuggling in U.S. history, a Houston jury has found a truck driver guilty of 38 counts of transporting illegal immigrants. But the jury deadlocked on 20 other charges of harboring and conspiracy that could have led to the death penalty. Tyrone Williams was the driver of a tractor-trailer truck that carried more than 70 illegal immigrants over the border from Mexico in May of 2003. Laurie Johnson of Houston Public Radio has been covering the trial. She reminds us that 19 of those immigrants, including one five-year-old boy, died suffocating in the packed trailer.
Bodies were found scattered throughout the tractor trailer in South Texas that Tyrone Williams was driving, transporting illegal immigrants. There were literally dozens of people packed inside the trailer. 17 of them died there at the scene. Two died later at the hospital. It was a horrific scene, very dramatic, very disturbing. And this trial was set to determine whether Tyrone Williams was guilty of transporting those immigrants and whether he was responsible for their deaths.
Do we know where the jury deadlocked?
The jury deadlocked on his guilt or innocence in the conspiracy and harboring issues. Apparently, they were unclear on whether he was actually involved in the conspiracy and could actually be charged with harboring illegal immigrants, but it is clear that he transported illegal immigrants. In fact, the defense attorneys claimed from the very beginning that he was guilty of that, although he should not be held responsible for their death. And apparently, the jury agreed because they did not answer the questions of whether he caused bodily harm or death to the immigrants that were in the trailer.
Williams was only one of 14 defendants charged with a capital crime and as such the only one facing a death sentence, but it appears that the jurors have taken the death penalty off the table. Could you explain what happened there?
Yeah, that's correct. The questions on the counts that he was found guilty on included questions of whether he was a principal in the case or an aider and abettor, and also whether he caused bodily injury or caused people to be in jeopardy of their life or caused actual death. The jury refused to answer those questions, which dealt specifically with how Williams would be sentenced. Because they refused to answer those questions, the death penalty is removed from the sentencing phase. The judge is not able to make a decision on the death penalty because of that. However, there is a conspiracy count that could still be brought against Williams, and that particular count could carry the death penalty. So there is still a chance in the long run that that could be leveraged against him.
What was the reaction like in the courtroom today?
It was mixed. Williams' defense attorney, Craig Washington, was visibly emotional upon the declaration. Williams himself didn't seem to have an emotion either way. He just kind of sat there at the table and stared into space, if you will. I'm told afterward that he went around and hugged his defense attorney team and thanked them for defending him, but he was rather stoic in the courtroom.
And what happens next with this case?
What happens next is the prosecution, the government, has to decide if they want to prosecute further on those counts of conspiracy and harboring. There has been a mistrial declared on those counts, and they can now decide how they want to proceed. They will let the judge know by April 11th, that's their deadline, to let her know if they want to take those counts back to trial and retry Williams on those counts.
Thank you very much, Laurie.
Thank you, Michelle.
Laurie Johnson is with Houston Public Radio, KUHF.